AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The U.S. military says it fired on Iranian forces and sank six small boats as the United Arab Emirates said it came under attack from Iran today. Admiral Brad Cooper heads U.S. Central Command.
The UK has launched multiple cruise missiles, drones, and small boats, and ships that we are protecting. We have defeated each and every one of those threats through the clinical application of defensive munitions.
Cooper says U.S. forces have opened a passage through the Strait of Hormuz.
You have set the example for others to follow, successfully supporting the transit of two U.S. flag merchant vessels through the strait. These ships are now safely headed on their journey, heading
In other news, the Supreme Court has restored broad access to an abortion pill. Sagar Magani has details.
The order temporarily allows women seeking abortions to get the drug mifepristone at pharmacies or in the mail without going to the doctor. Those rules had been in effect for years until a federal appeals panel last week imposed new restrictions. Most abortions in the U.S. come through medication, usually a combination of mifepristone and another drug. Their availability has blunted the impact of abortion bans in most GOP-led states after the High Court overturned Roe v. Wade 4 years ago. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Republican governors of Alabama and Tennessee have called their state legislatures into special session to consider remapping their state's congressional districts. It comes in response to the U.S. Supreme Court ruling last week that weakened the Voting Rights Act. Louisiana lawmakers are also in session for the same purpose. The Supreme Court decision struck down a majority black district there. And in Oklahoma, police are searching for suspects after a mass shooting at a weekend party sent at least 18 people to hospitals. This is AP News. Seth Soutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks pulled back from their record highs on Wall Street while crude oil prices jumped following escalations in the Middle East that could undermine the ceasefire with Iran. The S&P 500 fell 0.4%. The index is coming off its latest all-time high. The Dow lost 557 points. That's about 1.1%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.2%. Stocks turned lower after the United Arab Emirates, an ally of the U.S., said it came under attack by Iran for the first time since the ceasefire took hold in early April. Brent crude rose almost 6% to about $114 a barrel. Brent was trading at about $70 a barrel before the war started. Seth Soutel, New York.
As for gasoline prices, AAA now puts the national average for regular above $4.45 per gallon. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.